The very famous Rashi, where Rashi points out that Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha is actually for Ador and also Nisan. Because Rashi says that the period of Nisim, of miracles, is not just Ador, it's also Nisan. We know the famous Gemara tells us that if a person has a court case with a goy, best to try and arrange it for Chodesh Ador, it's a time of good mazel, and the Poskim point out that according to Rashi, the same is true for Nisan as well. Because Rashi says quite clearly, Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. Marbim Besimcha means Ador and also Nisan. So Mitzvah Hashem, this will be a Zman of Mazel Tov for everybody, which means for all of us, we all need Mazel Tov. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, because we only have now a few days left of this Zman, unfortunately. What I'd like to do is, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to learn a little bit more Gemara. And we're going to get to the, not quite the end of the Omid, but also, but almost. And then we're going to go back and do Chazorah, and that will probably take us till the end of Zman.
When is the end of Zman?
Technically, Wednesday is the last day of Zman. Rosh Chodesh is on Wednesday night. It's a very dangerous phrase, the phrase Bein Azmanim. Because just like we don't stop breathing, we don't stop eating, so we certainly don't stop learning. However, this has always been the way in the Olam HaYeshivas, that there is a period at least twice a year, perhaps three times a year, of when the pedal is released a little bit. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, our Rebbe used to tell us in the end of Zman, he said, you know, if you have a car, you can have it in fifth gear, in fourth gear, in third gear. Even if you put it all the way down to first gear, but at least the motion, at least the engine is still running. So it's quite easy if you're in first gear to go back up to second gear and third, fourth and fifth. But if you switch the engine off, well, then it's a whole balagan sometimes to get it going. So he used to tell us the same is true as Ben Azmanim. It's important to maybe a little downgrade, fifth gear, fourth gear, take it easy a little bit. But if you switch off the engine and come back next month, you're going to have a rough ride. It's going to be difficult to get back into it.
So can I request something, and I could be turned down, Rabbi? I don't want to put pressure on you. It's fine. But we're not really a yeshiva. We're a chabura. Is there any chance that because we're just giving 45 minutes three times a week, we can continue through Ben Azmanim, or is that out of the question?
Nothing like a little conscience tingler first thing in the week.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, other Abba. Good for you. You know, I always felt for many, many years, and Baruch Hashem, I was very excited when I found that the Sfas Emes writes this. There's one mitzvah in the Torah that if you miss it, you get another chance. And what is that? Pesach. Pesach Sheni, as we've been discussing in our sugyas. Very interesting. There's no such thing as Shabbos Sheni. No such thing as Sukkos Sheni or Shavuos Sheni. Only Pesach Sheni. And this bothered me. Why is this the only mitzvah that you get the second bite of the cherry? Somebody presumably could be Tomei, not only for Pesach, but Tomei for Shavuos, Tomei for Sukkos. So why don't we find there also the exact same halacha should apply, that if you were Tomei for Shavuos and you could not be Oiler Regel, so you come back a month later for Shavuos Sheni, for Sukkos Sheni. If somebody didn't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there's no Rosh Hashanah Sheni. If somebody was unwell and couldn't fast on Yom Kippur, there's no Yom Kippur Sheni. Why any Pesach Sheni? There could be many, many terutzim to this, but Larry, you, with your heartfelt request, remind me that I always understood, you know why Pesach, they get Pesach Sheni? Because they asked for it. Simple as that. Presumably, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I presume that there must have been people who were Tomei not only at the time of Pesach, but also the time of Sukkot. But for whatever reason, you don't find that the request was ever made for a Sukkot Sheni. But the request was made in Parashas Baal Yischof for Pesach Sheni. So when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said the famous words, Lomo Nigora, why should we be worse off? Very strange question. What do you mean, why should we be worse off? Because you were Tommy. What exactly is the question? And the answer is, it wasn't a question. It was more a heartfelt expression of yearning. Not that it's unfair. Why should we be worse off? We're being penalized. They're not being penalized. They were tamei for very good reason. The Gemara says they were oisik b'mitzvah. But lo manigara means, but with all the excuses in the world, we don't want to be potter. There is a famous story that you remind me of now also, Larry, of one of the great Gedolei Yisrael who had a daughter. He wanted to marry her off to a Talmud Chacham. So he went to the yeshiva, and everybody knew that this particular Talmud Chacham was not only a Talmud Chacham, he was also a wealthy individual. So his daughter was really the prize shidduch. Anybody who marries her is marrying not only a special girl, a daughter of a Talmud Chacham, there will be a generous dowry. So the Rosh Yeshiva, this Talmud Chacham, said, listen, I've got an enormous kasha, a very big difficulty in a sugi. I'm going to pose the question, and the bocha who's able to answer the question can have my daughter's hand in marriage. And I'm going to be here for a whole day. So he posed the question, an enormous kasha in the sugya. And you can imagine there was a great frenzy in the yeshiva. Everybody's pulling out sforim and looking up and trying to find the answer. And people came up to him and suggested, maybe this is the answer, that's the answer. He said, no, he proved them all wrong. So at the end of the day, he had to leave the yeshiva. Nobody had been forthcoming with the answer. So he leaves the yeshiva, and he's on his way out of town. He makes his way towards the train station. All of a sudden, he hears somebody calling him. It is one of the bochrim of the yeshiva who comes running after him and says, listen, we weren't zoicha to have your daughter's hand in marriage. That's true, but please, I want to know the answer to the question at least. It's such a phenomenal kasha. What's the teretz? So he said, fine, you can marry my daughter. That's a true mavakesh. The fact that you wanted to know it, the fact that you didn't have a complaint, you didn't feel that it's unfair, but you wanted to know the answer. You felt you were missing out if you didn't have the answer. So I'm a little bit caught by surprise.
I apologize.
No,
I don't mean to put pressure on you. Maybe other people don't agree with me. I'm not the only one.
No pressure. I have to think about it. I'll be very honest. For me, Bein Hazmanim, I don't really get much of a Bein Hazmanim. That's the truth. Because Pesach is probably the busiest month of the year. But it's not entirely true. I do have Bein Hazmanim because there's no koilel. So for me, Pesach Bein Hazmanim is absolutely precious because everything I've been learning in koilel this past winter's man, I haven't had the time to do chazara and to write it up, at least not all of it. And these 2 or 3 weeks is the time that I dedicate to do that. And I know if I don't do it Bein Hazmanim, let's say it's gone forever. Very hard to write up a sugya in 6 months' time that you learned a year ago. However, dot, dot, dot.
I didn't mean to put pressure on you. Forget it.
I don't feel pressured. It's a heartfelt request. We'll see. We'll see. I would like to carry on. That's the truth. We'll see. Okay, let's for the moment continue with our Gemara today, and we'll see what happens next week. We are learning the wide lines of the Gemara, and of Yud base on the base. The first word on the line is Lehu Tmeim. It's exactly halfway, exactly in the middle of the wide lines. Gufa. Gufa always means we're re-examining some of the evidence that was mentioned earlier on. We said before that when Bezdin have to be Ma'abar the Shana, they should not do so on the 30th day of Adar. Why not? Because the 30th day of Adar, in theory, if Edim turn up today, could in fact turn out to be Rosh Chodesh. Remember, day 30 is always the swing day, as it were. It's always the day that we don't really know until the last moment, will it be the last day of the last month or the first day of the next month? So if Bezdin are sitting at 10 o'clock in the morning on the 30th day of Adar, in theory, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Adi might turn up and say it's Rosh Chodesh. And you remember we said before, once it becomes Nisan, you can't be Ma'abed Hashana anymore. So technically speaking, at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's still definitely Adar. But by the time you come to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it may transpire retroactively to in fact have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which means that you were into the next month and it was too late. So this is what we call the Yoim, which is Ro'u, meaning it is potentially Nisan. We don't know. So we said before that you're not Ma'abed the Shana on that day. So let's see the Gemara. Gufa Omar Shmuel Ein Ma'abrines Hashana B'Yoim Shloishim Shal Ador. By the way, just open parenthesis, the way that we have our calendar nowadays, it's all been fixed. So there is no such thing as day 30 of Ador. Ador always has 29 days. This Wednesday, Mitz Hashem, will be the 29th day of Ador. The next day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, meaning Aleph Nisan. But either way, in the times of the Gemara, when they were Makadosh al pi the Edim, there was no fixed calendar. So every month, potentially, you got to day 30 and everybody's waiting there with bated breath to know whether we should say Halal or not. Is this Rosh Chodesh or not? Does Rav Moshe Zelig put on a tie or not? This is the big question. And Nachum, obviously. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel Ein Ma'abrines Hashana. Or you're not Ma'abra the year on day 30 of Adar. Why? Hoil, since the Ra'u, because it is potentially able Koivay Nisan to be Koivayai to establish it as Nisan. That is what we mentioned before already. We're now re examining that. Says the Gemara, Iberuha Mai? Question mark. We were told that you should not be Ma'abra the Shana on that day. But we were not told what happens if you did. This is not a day that you should be Ma'abra the Shana. But if they did, if the Beis Din announced on day 30 of Adar, that guess what? Next month, Merav Raboisai is not going to be Nisan. It's actually going to be Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? So we have a machlokes. Oma Ula, Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh. What does that mean, Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh, Loimar Mekudosh Hu La'ador Hasheni. We know that on a regular month, when Edom used to come to the Beis Din, as we've learned earlier on, we cross-examine the Edom, and if their Edos is in fact all aligned and proven to be correct, then we are Makadesh the Chodesh. We sanctify the moon. Here they do something strange. They do not, in the opinion of Ula, they do not formally announce that today is Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni. Why not? The Kiv and the Ra'u Likvoya Nisan. Because since today was really the day that was potentially able to be Nisan, and therefore they should not have made a Shonam Uberes. That everybody agrees. Lechat Chila, you're not supposed to make a Shonam Uberes. Our whole discussion is what happens if they did so. But certainly what they did was a mistake. Korina Bey. So we would call this situation, quote unquote, Ze Nisan Ve'ein Acher Nisan. Remember, we learned it from the Pasuk. We read it actually yesterday on Shabbos. Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. Ze, this has got to be Nisan, no other month. So really, they have contravened that rule. This was the day that was potentially able to be Nisan. And they went and made it a Shonam Uberes. And then Adam came along, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they said, guess what? We saw the moon last night. Oops. Well, if that's the case, then what really is today? It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, if that's the case, in the morning when you announced that it was a Shana Me'uberes, meaning you were making it Chodesh Adar Sheni, it turns out that you did so whilst it was already Nisan. It's true, we didn't know that at the time, but it transpires by virtue of the fact that Adam turned up in the afternoon that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have contravened the rule of Zeh Nisan Ve'ein Acheris, and you can't make another month for Nisan. Remember we said, whenever you make Adar Sheni, what are you in fact doing? You're converting Nisan into Adar Sheni, and therefore Iyar into Nisan. But once it's already been declared Nisan, then you've missed the boat. It's too late. So essentially, on this swing day, I'm calling it the swing day, this day 30, which is always the question mark day, you are potentially making the Shana Me'uberes, even though we've already flipped over to Nisan. And that's exactly what happened. You didn't know it at the time, because at 10 o'clock in the morning, when the Beis Din convened to discuss this, Adam hadn't yet shown up. But they did an hour later.
Rebbe, don't you?
One second. So now that the Adam show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they said that we saw the moon last night, so Beis Din have got themselves into an enormous pickle. Why have they got themselves into a pickle? Because if we accept their Eidos, which we have to, and we formally announce that Moirav Raboisai today is Rosh Chodesh, well, what does that mean, Rosh Chodesh? Which Rosh Chodesh? It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What if it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What was that that we were doing at 10 o'clock in the morning making a Shana Me'uberes? You can't make a Shana Me'uberes once it's already Nisan. Problem is, we didn't know. Therefore, Elo, what they should do is Shaski. They should remain silent and say nothing at all. What does that mean, remain silent and say nothing at all? They have already made it a Shana Me'uberes. It's too late. It's been done. This is Ulla's opinion. Not everybody agrees. We'll see. Ulla says, if at 10 o'clock in the morning they announce it's a Shana Me'uberes, then a Shana Me'uberes it has become. Therefore, when the Edim come later on, they announce they saw the moon last night. So today is Rosh Chodesh. Which Rosh Chodesh is it going to be now? It's going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. It really should have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And really, therefore, the whole Shana Me'uberes should never happen. It was a terrible mistake. But it's too late. The mistake has been made. And once they announce it's a Shana Me'uberes, and a Shana Me'uberes it becomes. And if the Edim then turn up an hour later, we accept the Edus. It's true, it's going to be considered Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, but we don't announce it. What does that mean, we don't announce it? We have already sent out an email to Klal Yisrael, Moirav Raboisai, this year is a Shana Me'uberes. We do not now follow that up with another email saying, today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Why not? Why do we make this silent announcement instead of a public announcement? We'll see in a second. Says Rashi, Shoski, they remain silent. V'chi, Moti, and when it arrives, Reish Yarcha, the Rosh Chodesh Achrina, the next Rosh Chodesh, then Mekadshi Leila Nisan. Then we will formally announce it to be Nisan. So again, Rabbi Isai, I hope everything's clear. We're in Adar, Chodesh Adar. Nobody knew that this year is destined to be a Shana Me'uberes. Everybody's already ordered their matzahs, thinking that Pesach is now in 2 weeks' time. On day 30, everybody's now waiting with bated breath. Does Rabbi Moshe Zelig put on his tie today or not? That is the $64 million question. It depends whether Edim show up. If they show up today, today is Rosh Chodesh, on goes the tie. At the moment, they have not yet come. So it's not yet Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the 30th day of Adar. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. The Beis Din, for whatever reason, convened mistakenly and announced that due to various reasons, we're going to have to make this year Shana Me'uberes. which therefore means that the next Rosh Chodesh is going to have to be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Guess what? They've barely finished that announcement. They send around the email, Rabbeisai, next month is not Nisan after all. It's going to be Adar Sheni. 5 minutes later, in walk the Edim. And they say, we saw the moon last night. Whoops. Well, if you saw the moon last night, it's really Nisan already, so we shouldn't have made it a Shana Mubaras, but it's too late. So today has just automatically now become Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But we don't formally announce it. We will wait till next month and then formally announce that next month is Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
So Achilas Chometz Bil D'Oraisa gets pushed off, nobody's chayev, there's no problem.
Correct. According to Ula, if they made a Shana Mu'ubaris on this swing day when they shouldn't have done so, on the one hand, it takes effect. On the other hand, they do not formally announce it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni.
Why don't they at least tell people you can't eat chametz during that time?
See, it's discussed. Says the Gemara, it shoy mai. What happens if they now went and made the second mistake of the day? They were Mekadesh the Chodesh. Why did Ula say in the first place that they should not be Mekadesh the Chodesh? After all, Edom of Kam. The answer is, if you look in your art scroll Gemara, although Rashi doesn't fill us in completely, I think art scroll probably have a note over here, in order, precisely because they're doing something strange. What's this strange thing that they're doing? They're making it Rosh Chodesh, but they're not announcing it. The whole purpose of doing this strange thing is precisely in order to show themselves that what happened over here was a mistake. Remember, they should never have been Ma'abed HaShana. You're not supposed to be Ma'abed HaShana on day 30 of Adar. And they did so. So in order to make sure that we realize that what happened was an unfortunate mistake, albeit that it takes effect, we're going to have to do something unusual. And that fact that we're doing something unusual is going to be a reminder to us that what happened over here was a mistake. What is that unusual phenomena? We're going to make it Rosh Chodesh without announcing it. How that works, by the way, technically, in a Beis Hamikdash, with the Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh, etc., I'm not quite sure.
So then, but if that's...
Either
if
way...
If that's the case... Oh, sorry.
Now go on.
If that's the case, obviously, if it's a mistake to Nisan, it's a huge problem because of Pesach, but you should also have a problem if it's Adar to Adar and it was a mistake. In other words, if 29 or 30, you're not sure, you still have the same problem whether it's Nisan or Adar. Obviously...
The mistake, however, doesn't have any ramification with regard to people being over Averis, because not an Averis, because it takes effect.
Well, but it's Karban Rosh Chodesh, and what day is Rosh Chodesh,
and, you know. Rosh is the problem. So Moshe Zelig will have to put on a time esophic. Like I said, how it works with the Karbonus and the Shira. Why is Nachum grinning there, Mashkefayim? Okay, Nachum will also put on a time esophic. Don't be jealous. I'll call upon Eva, if they make the second mistake of the day, not only were they Ma'abed HaShana, but they now were Mekadesh the Chodesh. What happens then? Says the Gemara, Ki B'Shoimai. What happens if they were Mekadesh? They were not supposed to be Ma'abed HaShana, and they did. All right. We said it takes effect. But don't be Mekadesh the Chodesh formally. But they did that as well. Omar Rava, Botel Ha'ibur. Now the Ibur will be Botel. You made two mistakes. You proceeded as absolutely normal, as if you're allowed to be Ma'abed HaShana, you're allowed to Mekadesh the Chodesh. So basically, you're taking this whole rule of the day 30 rule and throwing it in the garbage. That we can't allow, Botel or Ibur. And Rav Nachman said, no, it's not. Mu'ubar umakudash. The Shana becomes a Shana mu'uberes. The day becomes Kadosh. So two things happened. You're right, two mistakes were made, but they both take effect. We have a big machlokes. Now, the Gemara asks a question which touches onto something that Larry has been pointing out. But we'll see there's an enormous question that Lechaira ought to be asked, and that everybody should be asking this question on the Gemara's question. Let's have a look. We have just now mentioned the machloikas between Rava and Rav Nachman. Does the Ibur become botel, or does it not become botel? Remember, they've made two mistakes so far, the Bezdin. Mistake number one was the fact that they made it a Shana Mubaris. Mistake number two, the fact that they made it Kiddush HaChodesh. Rava says, you've pushed your luck, botel ha'ibur. Rav Nachman says, no, two mistakes, but they both take effect. So it's a Shana Mubaris and today's Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni.
Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni. Omale Rava le Rav Nachman. So Rava has the following kasha to Rav Nachman. Mechti, surely. Mipuria, already from Purim, Lepischa, from Purim to Pesach is a period of Tlosin Yomim, 30 days. However, it is. The halacha is Mipuria, from Purim, Dorshinon, Beilchas HaPesach, you've got to start learning Hilchas HaPesach, Detanya, because we have a Braisa, Shoyalin, Beilchas HaPesach, Kedem, Lepesach, Shloishim Yom. The halacha is you've got to ask and learn and discuss the halachas of Yom Tov, of Pesach, 30 days before. 30 days before Pesach is, of course, Purim, although Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Shtei Shabbosis. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says it's not 30 days, it's 2 weeks. But we paskin la locha 30 days. Some people, by the way, have the minhag at the Purim Suda. They open up the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach and they start learning Hilchas Pesach. We paskin it 30 days. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says it's 2 weeks. But either way, La locha we paskin 30 days. So what's the problem?
How can it be 2 weeks if it's 14 to 14? I don't get that.
Not 14 to 14. They said you start only at Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
You start Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not on the 14th?
No. First opinion says you should start 30 days before Yom Tov, which is Purim. Second opinion says you only need 2 weeks of preparation, so you start Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But we hold La locha a month before, which means from Purim. So therefore what? V'chi moti reish yarcha. When you come now to Rosh Chodesh, remember, what's going on over here? We're towards the end of Adar, the 30th of Adar. Everybody has been learning Hilchas Pesach for 2 weeks already. Just before this shir begins in the morning, I learn with our good friend, some of you know him, Reb Bernard Bloch. I learn with him every day on the phone. We learn halacha, and we have been learning since Purim halachas of Pesach. So for 2 weeks, Klal Yisrael have been learning Hilchas Pesach. You've now come to the 30th of Adar, and as far as everybody is concerned, we're now 2 weeks away from Pesach. What happened now? They made it into Shana Mu'ubaris. So you're sending around an announcement that what? Sorry, everybody, Pesach is not in 2 weeks after all. When is it? It's in 6 weeks' time because the next month is not Nisan, it's Adar Sheni. Merachakin le, you are being merachik, you are distancing, you are pushing off Pesach. Can you imagine what a terrible ramification this has? Osi lezilzule bechametz, question mark. People are going to come to be mezalzel in chametz. Why are people going to be mezalzel in chametz? Because people are going to say, excuse me, I don't know whether we're coming or going over here. As far as I was concerned, I was all geared up for Pesach in 2 weeks. It's the 30th of Adar. We're 2 weeks away and suddenly you're now, sorry, Shalom Oberes. What, so it's not Pesach in 2 weeks? It's Purim in 2 weeks? So when is it, Pesach? When I'm coming or going? Look at Rashi. Umipuria Dorshin on Milchasa Pesach. The Kevin Deloy Ibruha Kaidama Purim. Because they were not Ma'aber the Shana before Purim, rather they mamish did so at the very last moment. The Shamu Drosha Shal Hilchasa Pesach. They've been listening to the Rav already giving droshas and shurim about Pesach. So everybody's geared up and they've already ordered their matzahs. V'chi hodar ma'abri bezdin l'shati. So when bezdin then proceed to be ma'aber the year, umoidi la'alma, and they now inform everybody that no, that what? Pesach is actually not in 2 weeks' time. Loi mehemni luhu. People are not going to believe l'shluchi bezdin. To the shliach of the bezdin, who's job it is to go around and announce that it is actually not going to be Nissan, it's going to be Adar Sheni. People are not going to believe it. What? Now you tell me this guy can't be. This must be a joke. And people are going to be mezalzel b'chometz. What will people say? I don't believe the Shliach Bezdin. This is all a hoax. Can't be such a last minute announcement. Why did Bezdin not get their act together? I'm sorry, I'm doing Pesach in 2 weeks. It'll come a month later, and where will it be? As far as they're concerned, it'll be the middle of Chodesh Iyar. And they're busy eating their bread and their pita, but actually it's Pesach after all, and it's going to cause terrible consequences. It's not Pesach, it's not Iyar, it's actually Nisan. So how can you possibly allow the announcement of the Shonam Uberes to go out so late? It's going to cause total pandemonium in Klal Yisrael.
Doesn't Pesach always have to be 30 days after Purim?
No. Let's just finish off because we're going to run out of time. Says the Gemara that no, it will not cause a zilzal. Omar le, mei dayadi. People know. People know the shatam abarta, which means a shanam uberes b'chushpana. There's a whole calculation that needs to make. B'chushpana talia milsa. It all depends on very, very intricate calculations, and people appreciate that. And Omar, people will say that chushpana, this whole calculation, the loy salik l'rabbanon ad hashta, that people were unable to make the bezdin, were unable to make the cheshbon until now. So no, you're so worried that they won't believe the shluchei bezdin. Everybody knows that it's a very complicated, complex process. It needs a whole cheshbon to be made, and they'll say, fine. If they've only announced it very last minute, apparently they're unable to come to this clear cheshbon until now. But why should people not believe them? They will jolly well believe them. Look at Rashi at the end of the narrow lines. B'chushbana talia milsa. Everybody knows it's dependent on this whole cheshbon shahakayitz. You've got to be able to calculate the summer, b'hachoyreif. Lefi cheshbon tekufas achamo he misgalgalin. Ukesha rabin yimei shnois achamo, when the solar year becomes too much. Al shnois halavona yosa midai, when it exceeds the lunar year. Then misacher ha'oviv, well then the spring season gets delayed. Achara pesach, shahamoyadois, we know the yomim tovim onu koivim achatol dois halavona. We have to go in accordance with the moon, and we can get misaligned, and everybody realizes it's a whole complicated business. So if Bezdin turn up and they say, then at the very last moment they said, Rabbeisa, you know, we've decided to make this a Shonam Uberes, then people appreciate it. And people will not be mezalzel, and people say, fine, we understand. It's unfortunate, it's a bit of a last-minute announcement, but it's such a complicated cheshbon, I guess the Bezdin couldn't reach a conclusion until the last minute. Therefore, there's nothing wrong, at least b'dieved, in making a Shonam Uberes last moment. Now, we haven't had time. There is a very big kasha. I'm going to mention it maybe just in the final minute that we have now. The question that the Gemara poses, which is, if you make a Shonam Uberes last moment, people perhaps won't believe it. What on earth has this got to do with our sugya? What's that got to do with the whole discussion of making a Shonam Uberes on the 30th of Adar? Let's say it wouldn't be the 30th of Adar, it would be the 20th of Adar. On the 20th of Adar, everybody agrees you're allowed to make a Shonam Uberes. Well, I'm sorry, that's also very last minute. People have already started learning Hilchas Pesach. Any time that the Bezdin make a Shonam Uberes following Purim, don't we have the same question? Why is the Gemara only posing this question on making a Shonam Uberes right at the very last moment of Adar? But if the entire question is based on the fact that people have started learning Ilchas Pesach, that begins at Purim. Nobody ever said that you can't make a Shonam Uberes after Purim. Why not? Won't that cause the same problem? If from the